We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shechlech from the Intlakepmch Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I'm sitting here with President of Minnetonka Park Association, Cilio.
I just slid into home plate here. Yes.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yeah, so we have a special show coming up for you guys. We have a subject, and it's on positive reinforcement. And we have some music coming up from Peter Sabicus, Opus, Electric Citizen, and hopefully some Kitty Daisy and Lewis. So, we're going to start off with this show with an Energizer music from Peter, and their song is called Texas Igloo. And the reason why I'm choosing positive reinforcement is to, in appreciation and congratulations to Lily, who made it down to Orlando, Florida for the All-State Champion cheerleaders. Ooh. So she was down in Disney World performing. So it was
cheerleading
awesome.
In the States is an amazing...
It's quite a feat, too,
really
just to get into there,
flying
too.
Flying in the air.
Yeah, so anyways, let's start off the show with some energizing music from Peter, Texas Igloo. Enjoy, everyone.
We'll be right back.
right, we're back. That was Peter, Texas Igloo, and that was quite a journey. It was all over the universe and the galaxies, and what a trip for sure. And so we're going to start off the usual way we like to do here. We like to do three deep breaths, and it's something that our brother Wegedesk has been guiding us through and teaching us all about our deep breaths and how important it is for us. And so we're going to do three deep breaths. We're going to inhale, and we're going to imagine all the positivity going into us and all the negative energy that we build up in our lives. We're going to imagine getting rid of that on our exhales. So 3, 2, 1. Last one. Ooh, boy. Man, I sure love getting that oxygen into my brain, blood system, and getting us all ready, fired up, ready for our subjects and everything. And we're going to welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from South America, Japan, Russia, Ukraine, China, Korea, wherever you are in the world. We love you. Thank you for joining us and getting ready to go on a journey for positivity in an odyssey of trying to bless the world with some good vibrations. So, we're going to talk a little bit about positive reinforcement, and I'd love to hear from Celia. What do you have about positive reinforcement?
Yeah, I think, the more that we can have reinforcement of certain things that we're doing or how we're being in the world. And positive reinforcement, I think of as things that affirm and make the world a better place. So whether through the achievements, like you were saying with your niece, like that team and group goal of going off to a tournament of sorts or a contest of sorts, or whether it's building some initiative in a community or whatever, or an individual goal. And I think it's about supporting each other. Like it indirectly links to that supporting each other, because when we can do it for ourselves, but when other people are encouraging us and affirming us, and when we affirm each other in going towards goals that are helping serve, I think that it's a way of adding additional strength that is beyond just another person giving strength. It's like kind of becomes, even more powerful than a number of individuals who are heading that way. Mm. What about you?
Well, I've been studying a lot of the effects of positive reinforcement, and I've been noticing it, especially because I'm big into hockey, and I like watching the Canucks and other sports teams and stuff. Yep. And I've watched the magic of positive reinforcement from the crowd.
Oh, wow.
And it's just so electrifying and amazing.
Yes.
You can see a team just transform from just moping on the ice and then just turning into like these magic creatures that just do unbelievable things. Yeah. And it all comes from the positive reinforcement of the crowd and the people that are just so behind them and supporting them.
Right.
And it's just incredible to see and watch. And I just so proud of my little niece that's able to do that. And I've seen her change teams and them coming out of a losing situation and then win. So it's just incredible.
I it's funny with turning points in life. I don't know if you think back on a moment. It could be lots of other moments, but where someone or some or a group were positive in something that you were doing. And that just brought to mind, I was in a gymnastics thing and I did a back handspring. It was like my first and only big competition. I went to do my back handspring, which I just learned a few weeks before, and I end up landing on my head, like my arms buckled. I landed on my head, but I completed the move. And in gymnastics, you always put your hands up as if you've just done the most amazing thing, even if you land on your head. And you're supposed to keep a big smile on your face, even though it's like, oh my God, I just... But I automatically looked over to my coach on the sidelines, and I was like, oh shoot, I've let him down. I've let him down, right? Yeah. And I looked over, and he had a big smile on his face, and he went like this. Oh, like, wow. But what it was is it wasn't, hey, awesome that you fell on your head.
Thumbs up.
It was thumbs up. It was a smile like, you keep going, yeah, uh-huh. keep going. Yeah. And it just reminded me, because of what you were just saying with your niece, that like knowing that somebody's behind you, that you can even have something happen that's not particularly great, it gives energy for the next thing rather than staying in your head about, oh, I just landed on my head and blah, blah, blah. You know, you keep moving forward and it kind of gives that tailwind. Mm-hmm. That's what came to mind, too. It's like a tailwind, right?
Yeah, yeah. And just that magic power of just being able to use your voice, and it, you don't even have to say anything. You just got to like cheer. You got to yell. You got to let that energy out. And it's just so amazing how powerful it is
mm-hmm.
in changing like the dynamics of a game or just anything in life.
It like is like when, invisible magic,
yeah,
right?
When we have fans out there that are just like just encouraging us to continue and just enforcing what we're doing, it's just pretty powerful. And I think that all the people out there that helped us during our fund drive,
oh my
and
goodness,
all
yes.
the donations and all the powerful support that we got from people all over, and mm-hmm. it's just so fulfilling to know that we have people that are willing to support us, even financially, even in this really rough, hard time that we're all going through.
That's the thing, right?
And yeah,
yeah.
And it's just something that's pretty crazy to imagine that we're able to, like, you know, get some support from all these people that we know that are having a rough time, as we all are. And it's just so important that we use that positive reinforcement to help one each other and try to make this place a better place, and we are, and it's so amazing. So we're going to carry on with our
yes.
show, and we're going to get to, we're going to be going with our next guest, which is coming up, and his name is Salar, and
mm-hmm.
He's very big in our Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. So we have a song for him, and it's picked out, and it's from Sabicus. And it's his flamenco guitar. And this is live at Fantasia. I believe it's a place or a concert place. So let's have a listen. Enjoy, everyone. Thank you. That was Sabicus Flamenco Guitar Master, and that was one of his last performances, and that was played live, and man, that was pretty powerful stuff, and very unique and special. And we also have a very unique and special guest with us. Salar, how are you doing today?
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Warm hello to you, to your co-worker in the studio, and all your lovely listeners around the world. I'm really honored to be here.
Thank you so much. It's just an honor and privilege, and I really thank you and appreciate you for, you know, just being able to support us as we got Dr. Akvan to come to our program and share some of his knowledge and wisdom. And it was just so awesome and powerful. I really enjoy it. From time to time, I re-listen to the program that we did with Dr. Akvan, and it's pretty powerful and amazing. I just feel so uplifted every time I get to listen to some of his history and stories and what he's done in this world. And just special. So we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about positive reinforcement. And we'd love to hear from you on your words and what your take is on positive reinforcement.
Yes, Adore Chief, when you told me about this topic of today, you know, I was thinking about it, and then I was thinking that so close and hand in hand with positive thinking. The positive thinking is an excellent way of living, but far is not as powerful as positive reinforcement. Why is that? Because by positive reinforcement, we have the very powerful tools, which is action. An example I was thinking is our wonderful group, that these amazing souls are coming together weekly and try to spread the seeds of positive thoughts and unity between the human beings around the world. Now, when I thought about it, that 2 weeks ago, you had an act to this positive thinking and elevated it to the term of the positive reinforcement, because you did an amazing act when you invited Dr. Payam Akhavan from London, England, to your studio here and made it possible for your audience around the world to listen to him and be convinced that there are people in this world that fight the war crime and environmental problems and crimes. And this is amazing as a human being that we know if somebody is able and powerful to do something, that's give us a lot of encouragement. And the next day, I followed and I listened to his talk at the SFU in downtown. And I was amazed when I heard that right now they are even fighting Dr. Akhavan and his team for a right of the smallest country in this world. This is a small island that you cannot find it either on the map world plan. It is so small. The problem they have, there is a forecast that the country will be vanished in about 20-25 years because of the rising sea level. Mm-hmm. And as you know, this is something that because of all this not wise technical and attitude of the country, especially superpower, the sea level will rise. And then some authorities suggested to the people of this island that, okay, we can provide you another place for you to live. And Dr. Akhavan's point was, no, you cannot do it like this. You can't take it that as simple as this, because these people are living on this island. The dirt is containing part of the bones of their ancestors. There is their culture there. They have their ancestors and now themselves and the children and the future generation of them has the right to live there. You cannot just send them somewhere else. Mm. You have to change the attitude and save this place for them. And then he said, I cannot tell enough around myself and to the other people, hey, listen to the native, learn from them, and try to understand that we all belong to the same body of humanity. If we do something that is not beneficial or useful to a group of us, to a part of us, you know, at the end, we all will suffer. And I really want to thank you again for the initiative to bring such a powerful character to the studio and let the people around the world that listen to your program also listen and be encouraged. Thank you again.
Oh, beautiful, wonderful words. I really enjoy what you've remembered and said, and it's just astonishing. And it's a work of unity together. We all work together, and we were able to attract this positive energy to this other positive energy. And now we're all like spreading positive reinforcement to each other. And it's just special. And it's just incredible that we're able to do this on live and carry these vibrations through the galaxy and through the universe.